the requirement that a surcharge be visible, prominently and conspicuously displayed, and that there be an option, cash, whatever. But the notion that by passing this bill, you're eliminating costs is just erroneous. So we're opposed to the bill. We would ask you to consider the amendments I just mentioned. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ehrman.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. Michael Shaw, the National Federation of Independent Business. We don't need to talk about the economy and the status, the unemployment rate, and all these factors that are impinging on California businesses and consumers. But small retailers are under a great deal of pressure right now. What we see with SB 933 is really a small versus big issue. And it's not simply small businesses versus big businesses. It's small businesses versus big electronic payment networks. What this bill would do is put small businesses between a rock and a hard place, a very tight fit right these days. The rock being the ban here that would be imposed by this bill. I'm sorry, the hard place being the ban that would be imposed by this bill. The rock, which is really a rolling rock, are the ever-increasing fees being imposed by the electronic payment networks. Just looking at some of the recent rates being charged by the electronic payment networks, Visa, MasterCard, Interlink, are just to name a few. Looking at a small retail store, you could be charged approximately 1.55% on the value of the transaction, plus 4 cents on top of that. So as you go up, the percentage is a larger amount, but then there's that 4 cent that keeps adding on as you go higher. Just to give you an example, a $25 transaction using a debit card under SB 933 would mean that 44 cents is coming out of the bottom line of that business. So it's 44 cents that won't be available to go towards paying employees, providing benefits, or creating new jobs, which is really what we need to be concerned about here in California. So what are small businesses left to do? One is increase prices. Well, that makes them less competitive with larger businesses and makes it harder to make a profit and carry out all the functions that they otherwise would. Absorb the fee. Well, now we're eating into the bottom line. And as you can see in the example that I passed out, the nice little dollar bill, this is an actual breakdown of a small business in a local bookstore in Sacramento area. The 3 cents at the end of that bill, that's all the profits that are left at the end of the day, and that's in a good year. So if we're talking about taking 1.5-2% for a debit transaction, that money is coming out of that small business's bottom line if they choose to absorb the transaction fee. Well, there's another alternative, and we saw this with credit cards, and that is to refuse to accept the card altogether or charge a minimum or have a minimum purchase price. Well, these reduce the options that consumers would have available to them to pay for their goods and services, which is, I think, at least from the author's statements earlier, part of the purpose of this bill is to increase choice and to provide consumers with transparency. We believe that a publicly disclosed fee is sufficient to protect the interests of consumers and that businesses should have the ability to recoup these costs. Otherwise, we're going to be eating into their bottom lines, and that's not good for the economy.
Thank you very much.
John Caldwell on behalf of the California Grocers Association, just one sentence.
Name and affiliation for the record in opposition. One quick sentence.
One quick sentence. The lack of transparency that this bill does, the lack of transparency makes it easier to raise the interchange rates. Right now, retailers spend about $48 billion on interchange fees nationwide, and that most of that money goes back to the issuing banks. They spend that much money, and this just makes it easier to raise those rates.
Thank you very much. Maybe they can pay for it with the gift cards that don't get redeemed. Next witness in opposition, please.
Madam Chairman, this is Jay McKeeman with the California Independent Oil Marketers, representing small independent fuel distributors and fuel retailers in the state. Definitely small business. We are opposed to the bill. If the bill was truly equitable, maybe it would just require that the banks don't charge the fee. That could be dispersed over a much larger base of customers. and then all people would be treated the same way. This differentiates...
Senator Oropeza smiling back there, maybe she'll consider that, too.
It's a federal issue, or else I'd be after it.
Anyway, that's the equitable way to solve this issue, not to just transfer the burden onto small businesses. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Matt Sutton with the California Restaurant Association in opposition to the bill.
Affiliation and opposition, please. We've had our two main witnesses. Thank you very much.
Margaret Gladstein on behalf of the California Retailers Association opposed to.
Thank you very much.
And to 885.
Yeah, I know. Any other witnesses in opposition? All right. Senator Oropeza, there have been some recommendations, some amendments suggested. You may want to respond to some of the comments that have been made.
Certainly, Madam Chair. The issue of the amendment to allow for disclosure of the fee, let me say that merchants are already required to disclose any surcharge. That's the law. You can't charge a consumer a fee without disclosing it. That's fraud. So that is current law. What we're looking to do here is to allow for a merchant to charge a different price if they choose to for a cash purchase versus a card purchase. That's in the bill. Those that purchase, like the gas station individual who was up here, speaking about their operation, it is totally appropriate, we think, to allow that difference. But the problem is disclosure, and the problem is not disclosure. The problem is that consumers have a right to know up front what the fee is what the full price is of what they're being charged for. The fundamental concept under this measure is that the merchants advertise their prices as the full price, period. So, for instance, in the case of the gasoline example, they fully disclose one cash-only price and another price for use of a credit card or a debit card. That's fine. We're fine with that, and the bill allows for that. This is a question of full disclosure and having the consumers have that information up front. Were there other things that you wanted me to address, Madam Chair?
I think you have addressed the amendment that Mr. Urban discussed. So, and I think in the analysis it reflects you believe that would not be helpful to consumers. Right.
That's correct. Yes, okay. Madam Chair.
All right. Thank you very much. Members, do you have any questions or comments? Okay. Would you like to close, Senator Oropeza?
I would respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much. We have a motion by Senator Leno. Please call the roll on the vote.
The motion is to pass as amended to Senate floor. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Harmon? Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Walters?
No.
Walters, no.
Thank you very much, Senator Oropeza. That bill passes on a 3-1 vote.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and members.
All matters have been completed on the agenda, but I do have one quick comment I'd like to make before we adjourn. I'd like to welcome back Benjamin Palmer to the Judiciary Committee. Some of you may have noticed he was missing for a little while, but we're very glad to welcome him back as a proud papa of Benjamin Jr. and congratulate him on the birth of his son.
Yay.
Welcome back to both bins. All right, this meeting's adjourned.